Hello, everyone, and welcome on to Branded, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes and beyond the brand. I am having the best time with this mini series that I am rolling out for you guys. We've talked about the importance of brand awareness. Last week, we were talking about the art of automation. And this week, we're talking about how to instantly amplify your authority utilizing the next three things that we're going to talk about. Now, yes, we're talking about three things, but honestly, there are more. I want this episode to be quick, to be easily implemented into your business, and something that might be like a light bulb that goes off for you and you're like, holy shit, I can be doing this right now. Let me go do this right now. So welcome on to today's episode. I'm bringing you guys new episodes every week. If you are new here, welcome on, check the show notes. I always have really fantastic resources and places to just keep learning and digging and exploring. And I'm so happy that you're here. So we're going to dive right in. How to amplify your authority immediately, like things you can start today. First off, your level of belief that you have in what you do, like what you are really fucking good at, the level of belief and conviction that you have for that thing that you are really fucking good at, that will immediately translate into the authority that you have around that industry, that topic, that thing, right? And I'm not talking about being delusional and just saying, oh my God, I'm like so good at everything, so therefore I'm the authority in all of it. No, I have really, really deep-rooted, strong belief that I know that my intuition around brand design and the conceptual things that I talk about with my clients, I have such a deep-rooted belief and conviction around that. That is why I have authority in that field. So yes, I'm a brand designer and consultant, but do you guys hear me talking about fonts and colors all that frequently? No. There are plenty of brand designers and consultants that is their realm of authority. They love to talk about those things. They wholeheartedly believe in those things. And so therefore, that is the stance that their business takes. It's not that I'm uncomfortable talking about fonts and colors. It's just that my particular zone of genius when it comes to design and consulting work is more on an intuitive level. It's more on a connector level, on a evoking of emotion kind of level, right? And if you talk to any of my clients, we talk about these things all the time. For example, I have somebody, you know, send me copy for an email and I'm like, what's the purpose here? Like, what are we trying to get across to the people that are going to open up and read this email? So the level of belief and conviction that you have around the thing that you are really fucking good at will immediately translate into the authority that you have. Period. So start there. Ask yourself, do a little internal reflection. What is the thing that I am actually really good at? Like better than all the other people that I see in this very noisy online space. What is that one thing that when I look back, I'm like, whoa, I'm the boss. Like when it comes to this part of this business, that's what I'm amazing at. Now take that and then ask yourself, what kind of belief and conviction do you actually have around that? So if you're finding that you're kind of like, oh, you know, I feel a little of imposter syndrome and all the things. Okay, well, then there's a little bit of mindset work that probably needs to be done. There's a little bit of self-belief that needs to be harbored, right? But knowing that really strong belief and conviction around the thing that you are the best at in your industry, that transcends all of the words that you're saying and the posts that you're making. It transcends into a frequency of knowing. So that way, when your dream clients are coming across your content, because of your belief and conviction, knowing that you are the best at this particular thing, they know it too, because you show up with the knowingness of it. So I wanted to start there because I know that's a little bit of like kind of the woo-woo concept, but I'm here to tell you, like, if you try to do all the strategy and you don't actually pay attention to your own belief and conviction around the thing that you're really fucking good at, none of the strategies are going to work for you. So let's start there and let's work on our belief and our conviction in the thing that you are amazing at. You have a genius in something. Now, it could be something you're taking for granted. Oftentimes it is. That's exactly how my business of being a brand designer and consultant was even started in the first place. I was taking for granted the fact that I was just having fun designing a bunch of things inside of Canva and putting together really awesome like email copy and just having a good time doing it. And I was taking it for granted because I wasn't seeing it through the lens of how incredibly potent and impactful my messaging could be for other business owners. And it wasn't until I shifted my belief and my conviction to saying, you know what? I am like the best at this. At everyone I'm seeing around me, I'm the best at this. I need to own that. I need to own that and I need to show up in that full capacity. And now when I show up and I write an email, I do a post, I have a podcast, like whatever it is that I'm doing when I'm showing up, it is with incredible intention. And it always leads to a result of some kind. It's not always a sale. Sometimes I'm not showing up in order to get a sale, right? It will inevitably lead to a sale because all of the content I produce now is essentially a resource. It's becoming like I'm building this huge library of evergreen resources that every time I meet a new person, if there is something that comes up for them that they're struggling with in their business and their brand, I will almost always have a post, a podcast, an email, some piece of content that I can point them to that will get them into my world, get them learning, get them connected. And then boom, there you go. You inevitably have a new client because you're nurturing. So having that belief and conviction, knowing that it transcends all the words that you're saying and it creates this frequency of knowing, not only for you, but also for the people that are coming across your feed. It's incredibly important to know that when your client, when that dream client is coming across your feed, they're already there, right? Like they're already living there. And if you think that they're not, I'm here to tell you, you're probably wrong. They are there. You're just not speaking to them. I was guilty of this. I was so concerned with finding new. Let's go find new. Let's go find new. Let's go find new. What about the people that are already there? Build your authority. Build your awareness around the people that are already there because your dream client is already in your audience. You're just not talking to her because you're trying to talk to everyone. And so one of the strongest ways that you can amplify your authority in your space is by talking to the dream client that you want to speak to. You're not here to, your business isn't for everyone, period. It's just not. Now, at some point, if you guys are on my email list, you saw me say this recently. The entrepreneurial journey has a lot of phases, let's just say, right? So what might be right for somebody right now, you know, may not be right for them down the road. And that's okay. That's why I know that my business is not for everybody right now. But I'm going to nurture the people that are in my community right now, because I know that my dream client is already living there and is waiting for me to speak to her. So here's three things that honestly, I work on these consistently. This is not a one and done kind of concept. This is, think of this as like, okay, I'm stepping into my CEO pants right now, skirt, shorts, whatever, right? I'm stepping into my CEO mindset, and these are things that I will be consistently paying attention to in order to create a solid and sustainable business. All right. So this is where our mindset is right now, right? First, speak to the person that is already finding some success and wants more of it. So what do I mean by this? When we're constantly talking about the lack, about the scarcity, about the not making enough money, about not having enough clients, guess who you're attracting when you are constantly saying things like, are you doing all the things and still getting no clients? Are you showing up every single day and still making no sales? Yeah, that's a catchy hook, 100%. But the person you're going to attract with that hook is probably not the person who's ready to invest in their business today. So you can have levels of your business. By all means, share content in that way. If you have resources that are for the business owner that is just starting out and that just needs to get a taste of what it's like. So you have to decide for yourself, where am I on the spectrum of being a business owner? Who do I help, right? You don't help the business owner at all phases all the time. And also you have to decide for yourself, what do you enjoy doing the most? Do you enjoy those beginning stages and setting somebody up for success? Do you enjoy the middle stages where there's lots of implementation, there's lots of ideation, there's lots of concepts and all those things? Or do you enjoy maybe the, I don't want to say the end game, but the more mature version of the journey where you're talking to the business owner who has found success and has now plateaued and is wanting to learn how to pivot, change up her messaging, change up her marketing, change up her branding, right? You have to decide what part of this journey, who do you want to talk to and where are they at right now? For a while, I thought, oh, well, I want to help someone get from A to Z. But then I realized I'm not really like that first chunk of someone who's just getting started out. That's not necessarily where my zone of genius really is. My zone of genius, because I tend to speak a little bit quickly and kind of once I have the concepts of things, I am running full speed ahead and I need somebody that is ready to run. I need that intentional business owner who is not afraid to do the work and is not afraid to fail because they know that there's really beautiful things on the other side of it. So I had to find that out the hard way. You know, I had to do some work. I had to roll out some offers. I had to commit myself to some work that in the beginning I was like, okay, I'm so glad I did this. Now I know what I don't absolutely love to do. So now let me pivot and think again. And this helps amplify your authority because it zones in on your genius on a micro level. And it gets really fucking specific on who you're talking to. So let's get back to speaking to the person who's already finding success in some way or another. And the reason, like, why are we doing this? For one, I'm not available for the scarcity mindset anymore. When I was first getting into the online space and doing all those things, that's what I was being taught a lot. And I do think that a lot of us were taught that. Like, let's say 2020, 2021, after COVID, things just kind of blew up in the online space, especially in the MLM business. And I think that the trainings and the business mentorships and all of that has only gotten better, right? But in the beginning, it was a lot of like speaking to only the pain points and only the struggles. There is absolutely a place for that conversation, but it's how you position it. So, you know, instead of saying like, are you doing all the things but still getting no results? Instead of saying something like that, you could simply say like, because you love doing the work that you do and you get your clients' results, I understand that you're ready to scale your business and expand your reach. So you're speaking to the person who does already have some clients and has found some success, but wants more, instead of the person who has not tasted success at all, probably a little bitter about it, and is like, oh, you're going to get me to a $10,000 cash month, $100,000 cash month, whatever, right? Everybody wants that. But if they haven't tasted a little bit of that success yet, that confidence yet, it's going to be a much different conversation. And the journey of getting them to buying your offers, to booking those consult calls, to getting in your world, it's going to be a lot longer of a conversation. So again, you have to decide where is it that you want to support people on their journey of business ownership, and then get really fucking clear about that. So For me, talk to the woman who is already finding some success. She wants more. Show her how she can get more, right? Like one of the biggest, most impactful things that I'm doing with my clients right now is helping them migrate their businesses into all-in-one platform. This is freaking huge. Now, when I was first starting out, didn't even cross my mind that this was something I wanted or needed, which is why I am talking to the business owner who has already found some success, who is ready to do those things, and who understands that having something like an all-in-one platform where your business can expand and have a place to grow, they know how important that is. I know how important that is now at this stage in my business, right? So that is who I'm speaking to. So you have to get really intentional, and that is what amplifies your authority. Number two, be really specific about your own experiences. Like share your actual insight and point of view. There's this like thing that's happening online where everybody is like saying the same thing all the time. And I see it a lot. And it's not that it's not good information. It's just that it's not from their unique point of view. It's not from like, I want your personality. I want your experience. I want your point of view in that conversation. So what's so amazing about this is a lot of the concepts and theories and all of the things that you see in the online space right now, especially in like the coaching and mentorship spaces, people are saying a lot of the same shit over and over and over and over. Who is standing out to you? Now look at those few that are actually standing out and take a deeper dive into, yes, they might be saying the same things as everybody else, but how are they saying it? And what kind of examples are they giving? What kind of insight are they pouring into it? Because that is the piece of it that is grabbing their dream client. Instead of them having to play Where's Waldo, it's like this big flashing neon arrow that they're pointing at themselves saying, look, I have the same concepts that every business coach and mentor has out there, but this is my experience with it. And this is my opinion. And here's my personality around it. Come work with me because I get you. That's a huge difference. And there's a level of like leadership, self-leadership, right? That gets thrown into the mix when someone shows up that way. And it's really, really powerful. So when you start to pair that really big ass belief and conviction that you have around the thing that you are really fucking good at, and you pair it with your own very specific experiences, point of view, and insight around particular topics, you've just like 10x'd your visibility. And now your dream clients are looking at you going, she knows what she's talking about. She's lived it. She's doing it. She's leading by example. And that right there is how you amplify your authority. It's not about having 100,000 followers or making 100,000 a month. Authority does not translate to follower counts and money. Some people might think it does. And for those, it's fleeting, in my opinion. Because for me, authority, sustainable authority, is authority that you truly believe. You know you're the best at this thing, and you're going to show up with that really potent and intentional behavior and copy and images and all the things saying, I know I'm the best at this, and I know that I can help you do this. Here's my opinion and my point of view and all of my insights around this. Work with me if you'd like to. Also, when you position yourself in that way, you immediately remove any of the like the attachment that you have to the result, right? So instead of you showing up being like, oh my God, I need clients. Ugh, I need this post to like make me a sale. No, instead you show up and you're like, I'm here and I know I'm the best at this thing. Here's my belief as to why. Here's my experience as to why. Here is why my genius on a micro level is going to get you the results that you're looking for. Take it or leave it. Your dream clients are like, take it. I'm ready. I'm in your DMs. Where can I book the call? Are you free today? You know what I mean? Like that's what ends up happening when you show up fully, like fully. I was afraid to be seen. Like I don't think I knew how to be seen is actually probably a better way of saying it. I went through these phases of like, first, I didn't know how to be seen. Then I started to figure out, okay, these are all the ways you can be seen. Then I was fucking terrified of being seen, right? Like your hands shaking as you're going to click record to do a live. I was there. I mean, it is fucking scary at first. You have to start believing and having that conviction around the, like, I am the best at what I do. And so I don't need to show up perfectly. I don't need to show up perfectly in order to make the impact I want to make, period. That is authority right there. All right, number three, we're going to start wrapping this up for you guys. Highlight what you're really fucking great at. Talk about it. Don't hide that. You know what I mean? Like your particular genius, when you get to talking about what you're really great at on like a micro level. So don't, and I'm saying like, stop casting such a wide net essentially. So you don't have to say, well, I'm a business coach. Okay, maybe you're a business coach, but what exactly do you help people do in their business? I don't call myself a business coach. I do say I'm a brand consultant and designer, but I also say for the intentional business owner. And that's the distinction right there. My micro genius is that I can take someone's vision. Like let's say we get on a free consult call because I start all of my clients off with a free consult call and they're fucking phenomenal. Like they give me life every time I do them. So let's say we start off with a free consult call. My genius, and I know this, and the reason I know this is because I feel this. I can hear someone's vision for their brand and within 30 minutes or less, we have actionable steps that either they're going to take or they're going to hire me and we're going to take together. And we are going to refine and sculpt that vision that they have into a big, beautiful business that actually works, that actually runs. I'll give you an example. One of my clients, I redesigned her entire website. She's on the all-in-one platform that I utilize. And we started from scratch. She already had a website that was already working, right? She just wasn't connected to it anymore. She felt like it didn't resonate with her. She didn't love to share it. It just became a dusty ass URL that nobody was utilizing. You don't want that. You don't want your website to just be like this thing that like, oh, well, I pay for the domain every year, but I never use it. You don't know how many conversations I have like that. I'm like, oh my God, let me help you. I can help you change that. Let's change that story, right? So this client, I went in, changed her website from scratch, built everything from scratch. It's gorgeous. Like it is such a reflection of her and her beautiful spirit and her beautiful business. And she sent me a voice memo just the other day where she was like, oh my God, I have this incredible opportunity to have my services be showcased at this retreat that's coming up in a month or so. And when they asked for my website, I was so excited to send it to them. And then they even got back to me and told me how amazing it looks. Like it immediately amplified her authority because she felt so confidently about the work that we had done together that she was not afraid to send that link and say, here's my website, check it all out, because she knows it's going to work. It's going to look beautiful and it's going to work. So I know that my authority is being able to take that vision, refine and sculpt it into actionable things to create a beautiful business that actually works. And I know that. And I'm not afraid to say that and afraid of sounding like I'm full of myself, because I'm not. Not everybody can do that. So I have the obligation to show up and say, you know what, if you're a business owner and this is the piece that you're missing, I'm the puzzle piece. So what is that for you? What is that micro genius thing that you might be taking for granted but it is the thing that is the change maker for the people that you work with. Focus on that. That is what you're really fucking great at, and you need to talk about it because it will immediately amplify your authority. So I'm going to wrap us up right here. Stop waiting for someone or something else to tell you that you are the authority in something. It is your responsibility as a business owner who wants clients and wants to make sales to understand that the belief and the conviction around the thing that you are the best at, it is your responsibility to show up and tell people about it. Own it. So this is a really fun topic for me, amplifying your authority. And, you know, I'm always here to support all of you in your business goals. I do have an offer right now that it's very limited time because I don't have a lot of time on my calendar. But if you want to grab a bundle of 4 consult calls, I'm doing it right now for only $333. I'll put the link in the show notes for you guys. This is a really fantastic place. If you are that business owner who is ready to get incredibly intentional with what you're doing, with the offers that you have, with the marketing that you have, maybe you have been dying to start email marketing for your business because you know how beneficial it's going to be and you just haven't, and you're not really sure why, and it continues to be a roadblock, let's talk about it. Maybe you've got that dusty-ass URL and you want your website to be something that you're proud of, not something that you just pay an annual fee for and nobody fucking sees it. These consult calls are 100% customized to you and your business. We'll get 4 of them. You get an hour with me. And for only $333, like, you guys, this is like, it's great. I hope to see you there. I hope to see you on my calendar. I am ready to make your businesses big, beautiful, and functional. All right. Until next time, I'll see you on next week's show. Thank you so much for listening to Branded, the podcast. Please rate and review. And for more information, visit socialjanemedia.com. I'll see you soon.